Blackstone Publishing presents The Surrogate Thief by Archer Mayer. This book is read by Tom Taylorson. To Jean-Francois and Genevieve Dulac, for the examples you set and the inspirations you helped ignite. Chapter 1.
Dispatch to O30.
Officer Paul Kinney unhooked his radio mic and answered, O30. Domestic disturbance, 63 Vista Estates, neighbor called it in, address listed to a Linda Purvis.
10-4.
Kinney replaced the mic and pulled into a smattering of traffic. It was almost midnight, and even in a town of 13,000 like Brattleboro, it was still Vermont, where phoning people after 9 and staying up past 11 remained unusual, even slightly inappropriate behavior. Kinney was feeling good. It was summer. 2 days ago, he'd been released by his training officer to patrol on his own, and he was flush with self-confidence. To his thinking, all that remained was to learn the ropes thoroughly with the Brat PD, establish a reputation, put out some feelers, and pick from a variety of plum federal jobs, from the FBI to Homeland Security to God knows what. He felt poised before a veritable trough of opportunities. He headed west on Route 9 into West Brattleboro, the main town's smaller offshoot. Given its less urban makeup, West B played host to a choice of trailer parks, from the seriously upscale, expansive, complete with paved roads, car parks, and garages, to the barely solvent, where the odds favored Mother Nature repossessing her own. Not surprising to Kinney, the loftly named Vista Estates fit the latter category.
He wasn't concerned.